you're going to use that opportunity to go and indoctrinate these kids with your street ghetto philosophy. Certain point. If you raise your level of income to the status of a rock star, then then you got to keep coming up with ways to maintain that status. I'm not even saying eat meat, but at least put some cereal in the milk. Come on. That's like taking 666, the mark of the beast, and redefining it like Biggie tried to do and saying, no, it means this or that. No, 666 is 666. You can call it holy 666, but it's still the mark of the beast. Convenient, whether it's welcome or unwelcome. You, as preachers of the word, are to show people in what way their lives are wrong.
We welcome you now to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis.
Blessings to all. This is G. Craig Lewis here again with another True Church Perspective. And you can catch us here every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. here on Heaven 97, 970 a.m. in the Dallas-Fort Worth area throughout Greater North Texas. And you can also listen to us streaming live on the internet at true-church.org. We're streaming live on the internet, and you can also download previous broadcasts, and you can listen and be blessed by the things that we have been sharing here at EX Ministries. We believe that God has a wonderful plan for you, and we want to be a part of that plan in these last days to help you see what it is that God desires of you. You know, we have a lot of churches now, churches on every corner, but we have the same problem in all of our major cities, smaller cities, literally all over the world. I talk to people all over the world. We actually stream live, and people email from different continents and countries, and it's the same problem everywhere. A lot of our leaders have just began to be engulfed with themselves, and their focus is not the cause of Christ anymore, but it is the cause of a Cadillac. And it's the cause of cash. And so since we have a lot of men that have gone astray, they're allowing all kinds of things in their churches now. And it is so sad, especially when you had men that operated in signs and wonders and the gifts of the Spirit, and men that built ministries based on the foundation of the word and the word of truth. And then as they get older and they begin to hand these ministries over to a younger person who can't manifest those gifts, so they begin to look for a way to keep the thing together. And that's where we have a problem now. We have a bunch of pastors that's trying to keep things together, and they're not using the power of God, and the power of God is not operating. And so, you know, they begin to use schemes and different things to try to keep people. And this is messing up the whole flow of the body of Christ. So we got to be in prayer that God begins to really raise up some pastors that have a love for him, that can operate in the gifts of the Spirit, and that could deny their own flesh. You know, that is the biggest problem. God desires us to deny ourselves, and that's what we're going to talk about on this broadcast today. We're going to talk about just being full of yourself. We want to make sure that you get a good understanding of denying yourself so you won't be full of yourself. Let's get started with this. You know, it's about denying yourself. I wish I had folks right in front of me so I could say, look at your neighbor and say, stop being full of yourself, because we have a problem in the body of Christ right now. We've had men to come in the last 10, 15 years, men to come to the forefront, you know, with television, really pushing the image of people, and, you know, DVD covers and album covers and different things pushing people's images. You have people being full of themselves, and they're pushing themselves and not the cause of Christ. So we want to deal with this because we want to be in position to really receive of God. The problem with our churches and the problem with us as a body of Christ, the reason why we're not having the success that we talk about in the churches, is because of self-denial. You know, to be blessed of God, you have to first deny yourself. God has set before you a blessing and a curse. He set before you a way to be blessed. But to be blessed by God is self-denial. When you look at the account of Jesus and Satan on the mount, when when Satan tempted Jesus, he was tempting Jesus, but it was illustrating a principle there. And it was that he wanted Jesus to do what Jesus was definitely capable of doing, but he wanted him to show himself. He wanted him to be lifted up in pride and show what he was capable of doing. It was a moment where Lucifer wanted Jesus to exhibit some of his attributes. And Jesus was saying, hey, I'm not about to lift myself up in the flesh. I will be glorified later. Get behind me, Satan. I don't have to show you anything. I can deny myself right now so that God can be shown through me. And this is what Lucifer couldn't do. Lucifer wanted to, all through the Bible, Isaiah 14 account. You hear Lucifer saying how he wanted to be lifted up high, and he wanted to be lifted up like the clouds, and he wanted to be glorified. He wanted to be like the Most High God. So there was no denial in him. This is why he was kicked out of heaven. And then here's Jesus, where he's trying to get Jesus to do what he did, basically. And Jesus is saying, no, I'm not going to be lifted up in the flesh, because I know if I lift myself up in the flesh, then I'm not denying myself, and I could be subject to a fall, because pride cometh before the fall, a hearty heart before destruction, according to the word. So Jesus was like, Lucifer, you're not going to make me do this. I'm not lifting myself up. Get behind me. And this is the problem now, even in our churches, and this is a problem with us. We've had these preachers come preaching self-love. They're preaching self-promotion. They're showing you how to market yourself and market your church and market what you want to do and be seen and be known and let people know. And they are totally ignoring the premise that God has set in the word of self-denial. There's a story in Mark chapter 9, which is what I want to deal with. I want to encourage everyone. I have a video that we just released called Lord, I Believe. It's believing God for your children. I mean, if you don't have children, you need to buy this video. You need to give this video to your family. You need to give this video to the single mothers, you know, to the parents, you know, so that we don't give up on this generation. I mean, it is a powerful video for youth and parents. And this is the particular video where I actually read the proclamation of Barack Obama and different things in there, so you can see what the country is moving toward and how we can help our children in this time of dire straits. So please order that video. It's called Lord, I Believe. Order that video from our website, exministries.com. It'll bless you. And I talked about this that I'm sharing with you now. I talked about this story in Mark chapter 9, where the father came and brought the son to Jesus. And he said, I took my son to your disciples and they couldn't help him. This kid was possessed by a demon spirit. They couldn't help him. Jesus sat there and told him, if you just believe, all things are possible. And then Jesus healed the boy. The boy was healed totally. And then as they began to walk through Galilee, the apostles were ashamed. They were ashamed and trying to hide their face because they couldn't cast the devil out. And so they began to walk and they asked Jesus, they said, Jesus, why couldn't we cast this devil out of this boy? Why couldn't we do this? And Jesus said, this kind comes out only through prayer. The word fasting was added as an annotation to show self-denial, or, you know, when we fast, it is denying of oneself or denying of a pleasure like food, so we can be keen to the spirit and we can lower our flesh and raise up our spiritual awareness. So that is what the fasting word was added for. But Jesus told him, said, hey, fasting and prayer will do this. Okay, this is how you cast it out. So they were ashamed. I mean, they were like still talking surface as they walked through Galilee. We pick up this story as they came to Capernaum. And when they got into the house in Capernaum, Jesus asked him, said, what is this that ye disputed among yourselves by the way? What were you guys talking about? Even though Jesus already knew, he just wanted them to say it. What have you guys been talking about? Mark 9 and 33. 34 says, but they held their peace. They didn't say nothing because they were ashamed, of course, because they were disputing among themselves which one was the greatest. They couldn't cast the devil out, so now they're all insecure about the power they're operating in, and they're like, we've been casting devils out before, why couldn't we do it now? And so now it's a story of, okay, now which one of us is the greatest? Who's the best? Who has it like that? And once they got into the flesh, they didn't realize that this is why they could not cast this devil out. This is why they were not in the place to even deal with spiritual things. There was an arrogance about them that Jesus had to deal with, and he dealt with it in 35. He sat down, he called the 12 and said, if any man desires to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all. So he's basically saying, any one of y'all that desires to be the best, you have to be the servant of all. So Jesus is letting these brothers know, and this is a very powerful story. I hope you skip up to the beginning of this story in Mark chapter 9 and really read what the text is saying. But Jesus is really saying here, he's saying, look, guys, you guys are all upset because somebody else cast out a demon and they weren't even with you, but they had the faith and the power to believe. But that boils down to them denying themselves. And he's telling the disciples, you have to deny yourself if you're going to do anything by me or by my power. You have to first deny yourself. And this is where we are in the body of Christ. This is where we are as a church. We're so full of ourselves. Preachers teaching self-love and self-awareness and being aware of who you are and knowing who you are. And look, there is nothing wrong with having confidence in the natural. Every woman should want a confident man in the natural. A man covers a woman and he gives her esteem. That's the role of a man. He covers her. He protects her. And so no woman wants an old, sorry, weak man that's always, I can't do it. Nobody wants that. But you do want a man confident in the natural. But when it comes to the spirit, we don't have to have confidence in the spirit. We have to have faith in the spirit. Now, faith in the spirit is to believe that God is able to do it, and through him, all things are possible. So this totally shuts out arrogance. So when you're a man that is sure of himself in the natural, of course, that is a blessing. But being arrogant is dangerous in the spirit realm, because if you think you can do it, you don't need the power of God to do it. And this is what Jesus was talking about in Mark chapter 9. He was telling them, look, you're going to have to be a servant. You're going to have to submit yourself and in a servant-like mode in order to be blessed of God. In other words, you got to deny what you want to do the will of God. If what you want to do is leading or guiding you, then what the spirit wants you to do, you will ignore. That's why I preach all the time. I hated that song, "Wherever I Go, Let Your Spirit Follow Me." That is not scripture, but the spirit is supposed to lead and guide you. In other words, your confidence, your will, where you want to go, that's not important. It's where the spirit of God wants you to go that is important. Luke 9 tells us, if any man come after me, he must first do what? Deny himself, meaning you got to deny what you want to do and make God's agenda your agenda. This doesn't mean that you just sit back. No, you got to occupy till he comes. So yeah, you go get a high school diploma. You go get that college degree if that's what you want. You go get a good job and you believe God for success in those jobs and different things. But when it comes to the things of the spirit, we don't get arrogant and try to lift ourselves up in the natural, because this will give opportunity to the devil to cause us to fall like he did. Remember, the devil tempted Jesus in the wilderness with everything that Jesus was already going to get. So basically, he's telling Jesus, look, lift yourself up and let the angels catch you. He's trying to get Jesus to exalt himself like he did, so Jesus could be lifted up in pride like he was. And it's the same thing now. You have to do like Jesus told the devil, get behind me. Get behind me. Take all of that self-awareness, all of that self-promotion, all of that see me stuff, and get behind me. But let me tell you this, people of God, it's hard to do that when you've been hurt. Now understand, when you've been hurt, when someone has molested or raped you or hurt you by some kind of violation like that, or when you've been abandoned, abused, I talk about this stuff in a lot of my videos because it's real. I've been to that place, and I understand when you've been hurt, you try to compensate for what was done to you emotionally, mentally, or spiritually. And many of you listening to me have been hurt by churches. You've been hurt by preachers and pastors. Many of you don't even go to church, and I know that by my emails. You tell me, you know, you send your tithes and offerings to me, which we're fine with that. You can bless us for blessing you with this message, but you're staying away from church because you've been hurt or you've been abused spiritually by someone. And so you've decided, I'm going to protect myself by not going. Well, what the enemy meant for evil, God can actually use for good. In other words, this ought to just cause you to look harder, pray harder, and be led by the Spirit to a a place where you will not be hurt. And so this is how we have to process this stuff, because if you let hurt set up in you, if you let what was done to you at a young age or a younger age, you can't let those things sit up in you, because what they will do is they will cause you to use other means to overcompensate and cover up what was done to you. This is where you see, even in some churches where they have testimony service, you see people getting up and everybody got to out testify everyone, and everybody's, you know, the Lord blessed me the other day, and somebody was driving a car and the car was headed right at me, and as soon as it was about to hit me, I stuck my hand out and the car just stopped in the middle of the road, and I said thank you. And then the next person gets up, oh yeah, well somebody shot some bullets at me, and I raised my hand up like Neo on the Matrix and I stopped all the bullets. And then the next person get up, oh yeah, well what they're doing is they're overcompensating in the spirit for what was done to them, their insecurities in the natural. And that's why people get in church to try to shine, and then you end up getting hurt by someone, because I'm talking about lay members testifying. But just imagine if it's an insecure pastor, if it's a pastor that's been abused, or if it's a pastor that's been neglected, and he's using the platform of the church to overcome insecurity. There is no self-denial in him whatsoever. He's the one that's got the men running behind him, handing him toothpicks by bowing down, and the men that bow down before him, and the women that's changing his clothes and drying him off after he finished preaching and putting Carmex on his lips. And see, these are the men who have been hurt and abused, and they're using the church as a platform to overcome their insecurities. Well, it is impossible to deny yourself when you're using the platform of God for self-awareness or for people to be aware of you. Understand, this is the problem of the black church, white church, all churches. This is the problem when you have insecure leadership that's using the church to overcompensate for the things that have happened to them. This is why deliverance is so important. Understand, 1 Corinthians 12 really talks about the gifts of the Spirit and what they all represent. And it talks about how being filled with the Holy Ghost, all these gifts can manifest. And so miracles, deliverance, and freedom from bondage and all these things can come from the gifts of the Spirit. But if the people are operating in self, understand, and they have not denied themselves, then these gifts don't operate in the body. They don't operate in the body of Christ, or people are using the gifts to try to overcompensate for being hurt, and they end up spiritually abusing people. So this is why we have such a large number of African Americans. Almost half of all African American people avoid churches. Now, what kind of statistic is that when there was a time when we were coming out of the oppression of being in slavery? Almost 100% of African Americans were in church. Now we have such a large group that is converting to Islam. Some 50,000 Christians in the black community are converting to Islam every year. They're turning their back on the God of all gods, on Jesus Christ. Why? Because they're watching men in leadership and people in these churches spiritually abuse their congregations to overcompensate for the hurt and the pain that they have not been delivered from. This is why we have to deny our flesh. People of God, please hear me. And I talk about it in the videos, and people don't want to hear this. Y'all, we've been shut out of church after church because people don't want to hear this. When you have those men that want to lift themselves up in arrogance, in secret, they're dealing with homosexual issues or molestation issues or whatever. So in the public eye, they don't want any focus on anybody else. They just want to be seen and known. When you have men like that, of course they're going to shut out the truth. Of course they're not going to want the truth of the word coming into their parish or into their churches. Of course they're going to fight against this kind of message. People, it's not hip hop. That's not why people fight against EX Ministries. It's because we preach against self-awareness. We preach against the doctrine of self and flesh. We preach against the men that lift themselves up, that, you know, want to be seen and known and want to be great in this life. We preach against that. Why? Because you're not in position to operate in the gifts of God if you have not denied yourself. Understand, once you deny yourself, you're in position to be used by God. And then those people that need deliverance can get true deliverance. I ain't talking about just shouting and playing the drums and the music and get everybody dancing. After all of that's done, folks going home still homosexual, still lesbian, folks going home still in sin, all kinds of sin. That's not deliverance, because the drums and the organ, that's emotions. That, and I'm not saying anything is wrong with that. I'm just saying that's not what true deliverance is about. True deliverance is about those things that were done to you at a young age, those things that were done, those violations, the people that hurt you, you've forgiven them and you've moved past it. It doesn't affect you anymore. Your decision making isn't based on what happened to you, but it's based on what the Spirit of God is telling you. But you can't hear what the Spirit of God is telling you if you are too self-aware. This is why we fast, people of God. I promise you, I'm going to talk about fasting on another broadcast, but fasting is about self-denial. It's about denying the pleasures of your flesh so your spirit can wake up and be stronger. But please hear me, people of God. Being self-aware is the opposite of self-denial, and coming to God requires us to deny ourself. Galatians 5 and 17 says, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit against the flesh. These are contrary the one to the other, so you cannot do the things that you're supposed to do. So it's saying that when your flesh is high, your spirit is low. When your spirit is high, your flesh is low. So we have to make sure that our flesh is low. But your flesh can't be low if you keep entertaining your flesh, feeding your flesh, and giving your flesh all the desires that it is calling for. You have to deny your flesh. And this is a hard saying in this day and time, because so many things are geared toward our flesh, but we must deny ourselves. The Bible even tells us about the apostles, how they operated. When they operated in healing, when they operated in preaching the word, like in Acts chapter 4, that Paul being filled with the Holy Ghost and Peter being filled with the Holy Ghost. What is it talking about? Well, you know, the fundamentalist movement has really hurt the body of Christ because of its lack of belief in the gifts of the Spirit, the speaking in tongues, casting out devils. You know, they tried to make it look like that was some country act that little backwater Christians would perform, and they didn't understand the power and authority in God is there for a reason. Speaking in tongues and casting out devils and being filled with the Holy Ghost is not a Pentecostal thing. It's an essential thing. Why is it essential? Because now, more than ever, when people have forgotten the gifts, when people have pushed the gifts aside, when churches aren't even being built on the gifts, churches are being built on personalities and some man in a fancy coat and a fancy preaching robe up, some man trying to look cute and sexy up before the people. They building churches on this. It's not built on the gifts of the Spirit and the power of God. In a time when these things are going on, the power of God is absolutely essential. When you have a church full of single mothers struggling to take care of their children, when you have an audience full of people who've been hurt, molested, raped, been all these sexual violations, or they may have been emotionally abused, physically abused, you got all these people that have been hurt by other churches and other ministries. You have an ocean of people in your congregation that are dealing with some serious issues in the flesh. Deliverance is needed. This is when the Spirit of God must come into play, and the power to lay hands, the power to cast out devils, the power to deliver is essential. But now it's being shunned. Nobody wants to go that route. Why? Because it causes the leader to sometimes forget about the Cadillac, forget about the Mercedes, forget about the big house, and get before God and pray and fast and seek the power of God so he can administer this power to his congregation. It causes him to turn off the TV sometimes, the music. It causes him to deny himself and not look so fancy and try to show himself. This causes the man of God to have to submit and be the least of all in order to get the power operated in his church. And now our churches are made up of men that don't want to do this, even though maybe their father operated in the gifts and built that whole ministry on the gifts of God. Now all they want to do is just enjoy the fruits of it and get on TV and dress all fancy and get up with some fancy words and different things. They don't want to do what it takes to manifest the power of God in that church. You have men that started churches on hype and mixing rap and junk in their messages and all. It's just to tantalize people. Churches aren't being built on the gifts of the Spirit anymore. And a church like that, that's governed by the people, you know what you have to do? You have to preach a message that the people will like, so they'll keep coming, so you can pay the bills, so people won't leave. And this is destroying us as a people, y'all, because the people come and can't get true deliverance. Listen to me, people of God. You must be delivered from your past. You must be delivered from that hurt or that pain, or you're not gonna be able to deny yourself when it comes to the things of God. If that pain is still active in you, if that unforgiveness is still active in you, Jesus even said, when you stand before me in prayer, forgive. Make sure you forgiven those that have done you wrong. So what he's saying is, you got pain, you got unforgiveness, you got all these things operating, you got what happened to you when you were young, you hurt, all of these things operating in you. The Spirit of God has no place in that, because you are full of yourself. You know, you see these sci-fi movies sometime, and I like science fiction because I'm into all that because I'm a nerd. But you see these sci-fi movies all the time, and whenever robots do something that they call being self-aware or artificial intelligent, when they get self-aware, it's like they always turn on the people, and that's because they know they have power over the people. Well, when you become self-aware in your flesh, you begin to lift yourself up so you can have power over people, make yourself look better, and try to shine. When to come to Christ, you have to do the opposite of that. You got to let Christ shine. You got to let the true sun shine. You got to allow the Spirit of God to be first, and you be the least of all. So, people of God, this is our problem. We have to stop being full of ourselves and be filled with the Spirit. Spirit, let me pray. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for this message. God, I thank you, God, that you're giving a message like this in a time where men's hearts have turned totally against you, God. Men are into themselves. They've forgotten even how they started out, God. They forgot the prayer and the fasting. They're even forgetting the people, God. You've entrusted thousands to some of them, and they've totally forgotten the people, trying to focus on themselves, God. I pray right now, Father God, that you will wake them up, shake them up. God, shake up the church. Shake your men up that you've called. God, these men that you've called, and God, stop the ones you haven't called. God, close every door if you haven't called them, so they'll stop the foolishness, God, so the body of Christ will stop hemorrhaging, and we can show you and exhibit you to the world, so the world will desire to be saved again. They'll desire you instead of Islam and Buddha and Muhammad. God, we have to show what you are to the people. God, we have to show it and exhibit it, but we must first deny our own agenda, our own will, so people can see you in us. Father, I pray that you will do that in this last day. And God, those that have been hurt spiritually and emotionally and abused, Father God, I pray right now that you will bring healing to them. Bring a man of God in their life, God. Get them out of that place, God, where they're being spiritually abused and entertained, and a bunch of foolishness is coming from some homosexual leader that's up flashing and dashing. Father God, I pray that you will lead them to someone, God, that has denied themselves for the gifts of the Spirit, denied themselves for the greater things of God. Father, lead them, Father, so that they can have peace in their life. Full deliverance can come in Jesus' name. We'll be back next week with another True Church Perspective.
You've been listening to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis. Visit us at truth-church.org or at exministries.com. If you desire to support this ministry with your donations, please send them to P.O. Box 24870, Fort Worth, Texas 76124, or donate online at truth-church.org.
EX Ministries presents Lord, I Believe.
And I just believe that truth is needed in this time. You know, we can play games all we want, but I'm just not for games, y'all. I see a serious problem. Anybody see a serious problem besides me? I mean, we have pastors and people, bishops and leaders just divorcing left and right, picking husbands and wives just at random, and they're not even considering what this is doing to the next
generation. What the adults do in moderation, the children are gonna do excessively. Some of you were on drugs and really messed up. Out there in the streets, just jacked completely up. And through faith, you're not that person anymore. Gonna change things forever with power and authority. I can make a decision right now that changes my seed, the direction. It changes my children's lives forever. The devil, I don't care what society says and does. I have a promise.
Get this powerful DVD at exministries.com.